All right, Token Smart Podcast, back with my dudes, Trizlet and Matthew, to recap what's been going on last weekend. Big week coming up. We're going to kick off the Metal Olympics in Avistar Stadium with this obstacle course and try and figure out, I don't know, man. I got a little bit of work to do between now and Thursday to figure out how this isn't going to end up being like a total clusterfuck and how people get points and, you know, some sort of cumulative scoring system. So, you know, if anyone's listening right now and has any great ideas, hit me up. But don't worry, we'll figure something out, and it'll be a great time no matter what. But excited to kick things off, man. And we sold the farm, basically. All the booths in the campus are sold out. We got a bunch of we got Voxel Architects hanging up a whole bunch of banners for sponsors who all piled on while we were getting this thing set up and everything. We got some sponsored prizes rolling in, and I'm pretty excited, man, to get into the campus and, get this thing, get this show on the road and everything. But, dude, in the meantime, the whip was rocking last week. I feel like it has been pretty much on the regular basis, but, there were triple digits in Discord from start to finish, not to mention like all the other various platforms and everything. And the Bitrees thing was cool. I'm plotting and scheming with him a little bit because he wants to do like an ongoing portal scavenger hunt type of thing with the hub that he has set up and is continuing to tinker around with. I know we got Whip Asia tonight. We'll talk about that a little bit on top of obviously the whip coming up on Thursday. And it just seems like so much shit is going on. There's like a bunch of other things going on in the Token Smart Discord over this past week where it just seemed like anything that was happening, everybody showed up. So it's cool, man, especially like, here in the US on lockdown, it's getting cold and I feel like we're getting closer to the holidays. And it's nice to like hang out with all of my like virtual peeps and everything like on a regular basis when I feel like now is the time I would normally be trying to set up times to hang out with friends that I haven't seen in a while and, you know, that kind of thing. So, anyway, how are you guys doing? How's your week been? What you guys been up to?
I was just thinking about, cause I'm in a lot of different crypto communities. I talk to people all the time. Then I assume that everybody I'm talking to is in the same communities, you know? So sometimes when I bring something up, like I'm not explaining myself all the time. I just bring up like when we're talking about things, I brought up the Metal Olympics to some, I forgot who I was talking to. There was a group of like, you know, a group of whale guys at a different Discord. And I brought up the Metal Olympics and they're like, what are you talking about? I don't understand that.
So I'm like, you live under a rock?
Yeah. I'm like, aren't you on Twitter or something? I'm like, don't you even Rizzle, dude? I'm like, he's been throwing stuff up all over the place. I'm like, what do you mean you don't know what I'm talking about? So then, you know, you start getting into it. It's like, oh, yeah, I guess you're not in these communities. Here, join this Discord so you can get in the know. And, oh, yeah, while you're there, check out this, too. And you're like, oh, my God, I just sent a whole new collection of people down this rabbit hole, didn't I? I hope they didn't have any important work today. So yeah, it's an interesting one, right? Don't just, to everybody listening, don't just assume everybody knows what you know.
No, 100%. 100% with that. Always over-explain yourself in this space. Like especially if you're in VR, if you're walking around, tell everyone where the hell you are. If you're in real life, tell everyone like 10 steps ahead of before you start explaining like what the Meta Olympics is or what the whip is. It always helps ease people into the deep, dark rabbit hole that we're in. I mean, for me, from last week, just been plotting, making sure that Whip Asia is tight today. So we have Ben Nolan stopping by, EG from Art Gallery, the folks that started rapping CryptoPunks. We have Yatsui from Animoca will be coming through telling folks what they're cooking up on their end. So stacked Whip Asia. And then MakerDAO sponsored Thursday Whip with like everyone. That's going to lead into the Avistar's Metal Olympic game opener for everything with a 200 DAI prize pool. So just getting all the things lined up, man. And like you said, Rizzle, things are heating up as the weather's cooling down, at least for folks in the Northern Hemisphere, which is awesome. Getting through that wet, hot summer, I felt like if we can make it through here as soon as winter hits or fall hits, like we're going to start seeing record numbers in Discord, in world, in everywhere. And that's starting to bear out. So I'm super stoked for what's to come in the next couple of months.
Oh, that's a good way to put, because yeah, we're starting to, you know, for better or for worse, the facts, we're starting to see numbers starting to come up. So we're starting to see people going back in a lockdown. Me in the US, I'm starting to, you know, we're seeing that happen again. I'm like, that's, it's not what you want to see, but for what we're promoting, I'm like, that's going to potentially be a positive for us. Cause I mean, everybody's looking for an outlet and we have a social outlet.
Mm-hmm.
It's different than anything you've ever seen before. It's, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what, you know, over the Christmas, New Year time period, what we start seeing.
Yeah, I just hope that we're able to start shoring up some of the issues that we've been having in CV. Like, I know we're going to have Ben at the show tomorrow, so it'll be nice to kind of keep the fire lit under his ass for what really needs to get fixed. But last week we had a pretty severe audio issue coupled with a really very interesting guest in Tyler from Palmbridge, who was who was in world, and he was only listening to the audio within CryptoVoxels, and they were like at a 5-minute lag. And just trying to figure out why that happens, because that's something that happens from time to time. And it, our man Drago Nate in the box, I just gave him a couple tips for how to prevent that, which essentially entails just reconnecting every so often to prevent that lag from increasing. So we can kind of avoid that situation for folks who just want to live in world at the events. But there's a few other things, like I know the wearables are probably the biggest thing on the docket. Not sure if you can speak to where we're at with that, Trizza, but
yeah, like, I mean, I'm glad. So it definitely feels like, yeah, a fire was lit under Ben's ass, you know, hard on wearables. Like that's what he's been talking about. He comes into Discord. He talks to people about it. He's been working on the rendering agent engine a lot, which is cool. It definitely seems to be rendering existing wearables, you know. It's like they're looking nicer, you know, the preview stuff is coming in nicer. I'm like, that's really cool, that's great. Like, I still don't see any change on the front end minting platform piece, like, so I'm like, it's awesome you're making the old, you know, the stuff that already exists better, because it is. So Failer is one of the moderators in the thing, and he's taken a lot more of the front end work so that Ben doesn't have to focus on it. Like, he's been the one who's gone in and fixed some of the wearables, the avatar customization screen, if you've been in there lately. I don't know if you guys have played with that at all, but it loads faster, it's easier to figure out and place the wearables on your things, mm-hmm. on your guy. So I'm like, that's positive movement, but I'm like, it's still the underlying issue that people are complaining about is they want to see new wearables.
Yep.
And that, like, I have a whole, there's a separate tool set on the admin panel, you know, I get in, I see what's been submitted, I see what's in the queue, I see who the owner is, how many go through, you know, how many they want to mint and stuff. And then I either reject it or I pass it through and I pay the gas to mint it. Like, those are the tools that I'm looking at. And those are still the same that they were before. So I've reached out to Ben and said, you know, it's great the work you are doing because it's positive and it'll make it the experience better, and you know, going forward. But it doesn't fix the underlying true issue that everybody wants to see fixed. So. Mm-hmm. It's hard. Well, that's the technical side, right? Right. That's the stuff. I'm like, we've talked about that before. A lot of developers I've talked to, you know, he has the same sort of thing. You know, it's like, well, I fixed it. I'm like, well, did you fix some of it? You didn't fix it, though.
No, hopefully, man. I mean, I'd like to assume it will get fixed eventually. And we've got a ton of these Metalympics wearables that we want to, you know, either distribute as prizes or dump them into the, well, probably some combination of the two, actually. Dump them into the whip stores. And, you know, so people who have accumulated whip coin or earn whip coin through like qualifying events can get some of these things and everything. Dude, Ben should be happy that he's not on Thursday's whip with Show's hot takes afterwards.
Oh, shit.
Put his feet to the fire for real. Dude, I'm gonna manifest the show if it kills me. I like really, really want this to be a thing. I actually would almost hire Show to like record an alarm clock greeting for me in the morning. He's like, wake up, get up, turn your mic on, or something like that.
Oh man, that's
so good, man. 2 weeks in a row, I feel like Show has been like Mr. Steel the show in terms of his like hot takes afterwards. And yeah, really, really want that to become a thing. But
oh man, that's a great point. I thought of that because, man, Micah's drop was like that was really cool and really interesting. I'm like, man, this is, and then I could hear Show trying to come up with something horrible to try pushing. It's like, he couldn't even come up with anything really. So he had to go into his baseball career instead. It's like, dude, I'm not even going to try.
Yeah, he did.
No, that's funny, man. I didn't connect the dots on that until you just mentioned it now. That is hilarious. No, man, I feel like there's so many great angles that he could go with it, and it's so fun. You know, the other one, man, big shout out to Frankie Needles, right? He like hooked us up on the fly, because when shit was about to crash, well, it was basically, we all got lonely sharded, right? I was just in conversation with Easy about like my, you know, horror that could happen, and then literally happened to every single person. And then I don't know how much Frankie how much goes into getting us set up over there on the fly, but I know he's the dude, and like a lot of us don't really know what to do or what it takes, and you know, he's been a big help getting us set up over there. So it was cool, man. That was my like first, not like my first experience in Decentraland, but I don't participate in a ton of stuff over there, mostly just because my time is limited. But it was cool to show up there and see like a ton of people pop in, and all familiar faces. But you know, obviously there are some people who have like a preference for Decentraland, which is cool. So I don't know, that like was sort of a fortuitous, like really first metaverse whip experience across like a million channels, man. If you consider like Discord, Twitch, Decentraland, obviously Crypto Voxels, it's crazy that we're infiltrating so many platforms simultaneously.
Well, we started doing that. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. Couple people showed up in the Hubs room too. I jumped in there because I was like, oh man, I wonder how many people are going to go over here. So I jumped in there too, and I was directing people over to Decentraland. We even had two or three people go that route. So apparently we're spreading out to multi-platforms. We don't even know where people are going now.
Yeah, we had started with Decentraland from season 3 opener. So Frankie Needle, essentially every single Thursday, we have an open connection to Decentraland. We can just hop in there and continue the whip as per normal. Like the audio is all hooked up there. It's all ready to go anytime. And actually during the previous whips, like as speakers are talking, just wanted to see what's going on in Decentraland, just hopping over there. It's pretty cool to see folks like doing their own thing, jumping around, like running to the top of the NFT 42 building and like committing suicide down to the bottom and stuff like that. Obviously, there's no blood in Decentraland, but people like to jump off high buildings there for some reason. So it's cool to see that. But like having that backup plan always ready. Of course, I pinged Frankie. I was just like, dude, like, are you sure everything's okay? CryptoVoxels is clunking out. Everyone's getting lonely sharded. And he's like, yeah, dude, just hop in whatever you want to do. And it was funny because as soon as the whip started, like, CryptoVoxels started to work again. So I was like, where the hell do I go? So I think I started the opener in Decentraland, then I hopped into CryptoVoxels when it was starting to work. And it was just a crazy experience. But the fact that everyone can enjoy it wherever they want to enjoy it, I think that's a really interesting, like we're discovering these really interesting habits that folks have that you were talking about earlier, Rizzle. Like people really just like to stay either in Decentraland or CryptoVoxels for the most part. And then we have the meta knots like Trizlet, myself, and you are like hopping between worlds, like seeing what's going on. It's a really interesting kind of phenomena.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because the anybody who didn't know what was happening there, it's funny if you're on the CryptoVoxels Discord and stuff. One guy, his name is, he goes by Jake Hart's Data from the Allstate Clips. He's working on some cool projects. He's actually trying to work on a paintball type game. A multiplayer paintball game that apparently has got fairly working okay, you know, but apparently he pushed up like the latest version of it. And when he did, it called some function that totally caused the whole server to just, the multiplayer side of the server just crashed hard. So what that did is it made it so everybody could still jump into CryptoVoxels, but nobody could see each other. So
I mean, they just need to fix it. So that's not even a possibility. Like, how is that even possible? Like when I was reading what he was saying, I'm like, are you serious? Like, what? How is that possible? Why would you not make like a staging area for that or something like that? Like, how the hell can you let someone do that potentially? Anyway,
well, that's when you open up your platform to like true devs and hacker type people and stuff, man. I mean, from it, being an IT, you know, and stuff, I've always, because you know, I've worked at other places, and I remember when I was in college, because I went to a computer science college, and it was like everybody I was there with, like, that's what college, you know, college students studying it do. Like, that's their favorite. It's like, oh man, you see what I did the other day? And they'll show you something scary as shit. You know, you can see it like going into some loop, like, man, you're crashing stuff left and right, you know? And it's like, I know, I'm doing it on purpose. You know, I'm like, that's I'm like, so, yeah.
Always right before the whip, Jesus Christ.
Well, of course. What better time, right? Now everybody knows his name. Perfect. He's a celebrity.
It is true.
Dude, I wonder, like, you know, if you think about, you know, we give CryptoVoxels and Ben a hard time and everything, but if you think about where CryptoVoxels was at, like, you know, 8 months, 10 months ago or whatever, compared to where it is now. And I just have this feeling like, you know, by season two, season three of the Metalympics, like, this current iteration of it will probably look like we're in the Stone Age in terms of, like, you know, what we're able to do and how many people are able to, like, compete simultaneously and, like, be in world and actually, like, see things and everything. I would like to think that, you know, another similar time frame would yield, like, exponential progress like has been, because, you know, it wasn't too long ago that CryptoVoxels was, like, really, really clunky. And, you know, now I feel like it's just good enough that it leaves you, like, wanting it to be, like, that next level better. Like, you know, 10 months ago, I feel like you really had to, like, sort of pretend you understood the long-term vision in order to be like, okay, yeah, I get this. If this is where this is going, this seems like it's got legs. It, you know, it could be a cool thing. Now I feel like all the coolness is there. It just isn't quite working the way everybody wants it to be. I don't know, man, maybe like 8-10 months from now, we've got a perfectly seamless thing going on. Cause I had saw, what I was thinking, what reminded me was Cinkos had made a post talking about the wipeout wall, and then with, like, the boxing gloves that pop out of it in CryptoVoxels and knock people off, and then hearing you talk about the paintball game and everything, I'm like, oh man, we're so close to, like, really sophisticated, like, in-world games that, you know, that next iteration of competitions and, you know, especially once Sandbox is out there too and everything, I feel like it's going to get really, really fun once we're gone beyond, like, advanced platform hopping type of stuff, which is fun. But, you know, it just seems like it's going to get really cool in not too, too long as we can, we'll get show to keep everybody on track over there.
Yeah, I think it was on Twitter. I saw Cinkos actually pushed up a really good one. I commented on it. He made a wipeout wall. Like, if you've ever seen the show Wipeout.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
a wall with, like, punching gloves that come out and try to punch you off the platform. I'm like, oh, we need that. That's an event that I could
totally.
I'd be in.
I don't know if you saw this. I think it was like a few months ago, but it was right around the time that Ben was talking about the light baking and stuff like that. And it's like, on the one hand, you're like, you got to make this the platform more robust, fix the effing wearables, but you can see, like, his future vision where he's going, like, taking the project from black and white to color to light baked, and then coming up with some really cool, like, future schematics where, like, the shit looks fucking cyberpunk as F. Like, it looks ridiculous. And he's like, yeah, 3 to 5 years, I want to get CryptoVoxels to this point. I'll share the images with you guys later. I'm sure you guys saw it back in the Twitter feed of everything when it came out. But when I saw that, I'm like, oh, okay. Totally. This is, like, the direction for CryptoVoxels. And then every other project is just going to continue to level up in its own way. And I mean, it's going to be nuts. Like, the next 3 to 5 to 10 years, it's just going to be a crazy evolution. I mean, as far as I can see it within this space, and all the events and artists and everyone that'll be in here will just make it 10,000, 100,000 times even more fun. So
it's funny to thinking about this stuff, because some of it is us trying to bend the platform to be what we want it to be, you know, mm-hmm. which I get throws a wrench in the work sometimes. You know, if Ben has a different idea than what we do, I could see how that makes it difficult. We've talked about that before. I feel like each of the major metaverse projects are starting to, you can see the niche they're trying to fill, and they're getting better at it. Like, Decentraland still, I feel, polished, businessy type, mm-hmm. you know, thing is what they're focusing on, and they're doing really good at it, you know. Well, you know, Somnium Space is now getting into that VR niche, like, a lot of the hardcore people who want high fidelity, like, Somnium's your go-to, especially this, like, they just pushed a did you see they just, this new auction they just released this week includes virtual world tokens, which is like a portal you can drop in your world, and it dumps you to a separate instance of the whole VR world, and that you can has size limitations, so you can have up to a 500 megabyte virtual world that can get hosted on their servers.
That latest update is fire.
Yeah, that's the sort of stuff I'm like, okay, you're like, this is amazing for the niche that's really into it. Mm-hmm. Like the people who are really into crypto voxels, like I could see a lot of people in crypto voxels not necessarily being interested in that, which is fine. It's not a bad thing, right?
I think this is the direction we're heading, and sort of like what we were talking about before. Like there's a handful of people, Toxam is the first person who comes to mind, where he seems very comfortable in all the environments. But it does really seem like, even though our audience is cool and willing to travel, like most people have a strong, maybe not a strong preference, but given the choice to, you know, attend the WIP in any of these platforms, I feel like most people have a preferred platform and don't necessarily want to or feel the need to be somewhere different every single time. And I was talking to, I think his name is Strawberry Sith. I hooked him up with a couple of wearables before the WIP. I think it was his first one. And, you know, he was asking me, he's like, do you have concerns now that you guys are diversifying platforms of that, you know, essentially spreading the audience out and, you know, thinning out the audience that would normally be attending in crypto voxels? And it doesn't really seem like it. I mean, it seems like, you know, 90% of the people who prefer crypto voxels, or, you know, who have been attending in crypto voxels would still be there. The people who like Decentraland would still be there. But dude, I just keep coming back to, I'm like, how is nobody taking care of this like concurrent user like situation that nobody seems to be like prioritizing or solving? Like we've all just sort of like accepted this reality that like you could be number 51 and be like lonely sharded by yourself somewhere. And you know, 50 is just an arbitrary number I snatched out of the sky, but I'm like, you know, you're building these platforms for like tons of people to be able to use them, but tons of people can't use them. Like it would seem that like that would be the thing you want to get resolved first or something. I don't know, man. I also feel like I continuously beat this point into the ground, but I'm like, you know, you could light bake all the things and have all the coolest stuff going on, but if like 60 people can't be there simultaneously enjoying it, like, you know, what's the point? You know, I don't know. I'm sure there's a point. I know there's a point, but that's very frustrating.
Yeah, I think it hasn't, like, that hasn't been in that priority because, you know, until the WIP came along, there wasn't really any events that would get more than, you know, 20 people at a time. I mean, I remember announcements like, holy shit, 7 people showed up to my thing.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, and now when we're talking about it, I'm like, yeah, we've got like 200 people in Discord, you know, and there's sort of spread out amongst some things. Some people can't get in, so they're watching the Twitch feed. Some other, you know, like some just here to talk because they don't, not interested in the VR stuff. It doesn't matter. You know, I'm like, this is our community, and it's like any way they want to immerse themselves is fine with us. I think opening it up, making it so it's like you, it doesn't matter what you're into. It's like we can stream equally across all the platforms. Like that's our niche. And if we can keep that up, I'm like, if one of these, I don't know, if Somnium Space doesn't get to a certain level where they can only have 30 people watch or something, it doesn't matter because the 30 people who love it can still participate just as well as our CryptoVox community. So I don't know if we have to wait for them to give us that or if, I don't know. It's a hard one.
It's really interesting.
A lot of people like Coldy's thing too. Speaking of big events going on in CryptoVox, well, sorry, man. Go ahead, man.
Yeah. No, it's interesting looking at the breakdown of the WIP attendees, like where they go. Obviously, like 5 to 1 people prefer Discord. Like either they're on the move or like they're not at a desktop or they're just waiting for CryptoVoxels to get better. So they're chilling, listening in Discord. But we have like 20% of the audience that is in CryptoVoxels, or I got to dig more into the numbers of what we're getting over in Decentraland. But like last week, the shard that we were in, like for sure maxed out. I don't know how many people or how many shards people were across, but like that was a sizable audience over in the NFT 42 yeah. spot. So like having between 20 and 30% of folks in world, I think is like a pretty cool accomplishment at this point. Obviously if you start introducing headsets, like that number is going to go down until a lot of people are just super comfortable with headsets. But I think we found like a really interesting sweet spot where our format is okay for like audio only, right? But it also works like if you want to hop into these worlds. And again, like when we go even deeper down the rabbit hole, people can go as far down as they want, or they can stay at the top of the funnel. And when it comes to these sorts of metaverse experiences, I feel like that's the winning formula. That's how you get all the people there. But it's just, you got to utilize the communications tools that you have to seamlessly like weave the different levels of the virtual metaverse together to make it easier for people to kind of go down there, which we're starting to get there. I think we're approaching that point, and like Ben thinking about how to integrate Matrix Chat and some of the other projects talking about that too. I think that's a step in that sort of direction. But the big issue that you're talking about, Rizzo, like the being able to concurrently have like hundreds, thousands of people in the same virtual space together, like that is a huge problem when it comes to programming like this sort of like virtual reality experience. Like, that's an unsolved problem at this point, because you have to think about like where people are coming from and like what experiences they're having in world. The more detailed, layered, rich they are, the more difficult it is. I have to imagine something like CryptoVoxels, which is relatively more benign, could be an easier fix at first. And then that could be like whatever solutions developed there could be extrapolated to some of these bigger platforms with more like gaming elements and things like that. But that is a huge unopened question. So we are literally at the bleeding edge when we run into that problem and you start thinking about it. Like there's nowhere beyond that at this point. It's unsolved. It's pretty dope to think about.
No man's land.
Yeah.
You know, the evolution of the whip actually follows the real world evolution of like the radio talk show thing, right? To the moving picture sort of thing, right? Everybody, they should start with the audio because that gives you the social, I can hear the guy's voice, we can talk together, we can do stuff, we can have guests on, we can talk back and forth with them in a second. Then you slowly start integrating the black and white, you know, video on top, right? And then it's like, oh, look, and now we've gone color. I'm like, man, we basically condensed the entire 20th century into the past like 8 months.
Dude, and we got the regular programming part down too. Like we're the ones that we're thinking about that in the metaverse, but it's you're totally right, dude. That's perfect. We're just copying a century old script.
It really makes you like, well, first of all, I'm like, dude, we should like get our own like special shard, right? We should be able to take out like additional server space. I want my own special shard that supports up to 500 people, and we pay, right? Like seriously, you know, not even kidding, like build us a custom shard at the Token Smart Lounge that can host up to 500 people seamlessly. And, you know, let's get a developer in there to make it happen. I don't even know if that's like a thing that can even occur, but it does make you appreciate Discord, right? I mean, Discord works like so well with so many people that it's easy to take it for granted. But without it, we'd be like totally screwed at this point and be left with, I don't know, some janky workaround, or God forbid Telegram, or, you know, some other horrible alternative. But it really does, you know, when you got triple digits in there and everyone can hear each other pretty flawlessly, and the chat was flying. I mean, when you get that many people in there, it's almost hard to keep up with the conversations that are going on, but
yeah,
it handles it pretty good, man. I was actually very curious over the weekend. I was like, I wonder how many people like Discord can actually handle concurrently. I know there are some massive servers out there. And it turns out the answer is 25,000 until you got to like hit up Discord to like increase the shard size or whatever. Yeah. So we got a little bit of room to grow before we start crashing Discord.
That's nice. Yeah, if we get to that point, then hopefully we'll have a solid plan on what we're doing, right? Once we get 25,000 people listening.
The solid plan. The solid plan comes at 25,000. Not before.
Gotta figure something out sometime with all these people. So I guess so Whip Asia's tonight. I will not be there. As it turns out, the highlight reel showed that Matt dunked on me, and it's all sour grapes. And so I quit, stormed out of Whip Asia. I'll not be there. No, in all seriousness, it's with Met Olympics coming up and NFT 42 getting crazy busy, it just wasn't the best use of my time to stay up all night to hang out with y'all at Whip Asia, even though it is super fun. So, but we're actually going to use this as an opportunity to tinker around with some ideas and things out. You want to hit them with the concept, Matt, or I can explain?
Yeah. I mean, we're trying to introduce at least a guest host for Whip Asia, if not like a permanent co-host situation. So I'm talking with, a very prominent crypto artist. She's been on The Whip before, been a guest to critical acclaim, and just kind of seeing if she's keen to put on the co-host hat. And she seems to be pretty down, but we haven't like agreed to anything, so I don't want to drop any names and put like any extra added pressure there. But I feel like she'd be a really cool addition to Whip Asia. And again, like it's kind of part of the long-term plan to get other blood into the system to kind of like lead the show and infuse their own personality into how the Whip evolves, because it's a community event, right? It's a community show. And I feel like doing that is, I mean, it was bound to happen. And now how NFT 42 and Meta Olympics and all the busyness that's arising, it's just a nice forcing function to kind of make us get to that place a little bit earlier. So I'm stoked to run that experiment tomorrow. I'll be by my lonesome, but I'll be in Rizzle shoes when my daughter is born and I had him host all by his lonesome. So now we're even, right?
Just don't dunk so hard on any of our new guest hosts, man. You know, we gotta give them, gotta treat them right. You know, lay out the red carpet for them. In all honesty, you know, we've been in conversation with people in different parts of the world who are interested in spinning up, Whip Europe or, you know, something in some other places. And, you know, Matt and I are pretty good about being at all the things at all the times, but even we run out of stamina at some point. And so Matt will be forging ahead, and we're very appreciative for that. But seriously, I mean, we do need to eventually find people who are comfortable doing this kind of thing. So I think having like a rotating guest slot probably makes sense, just to get some people a feel for it. And this is how we grow and expand the thing, right?
Yep.
But Matt and I will be there on Thursday, dunking on each other as always.
Oh, yeah.
For Thursday's Whip and listening party tonight, man, the listening parties have been rocking too, man. Had like, you know, pushing 100 people in there, just listen to us run our mouths last week, and you know, expect to see the same today.
Dude, both listening cool, parties, man. Over 400 people total attendees.
It's nuts, holy dude.
Cow. Yeah, dude, it's nuts.
It's awesome showing up too, because it's like, I, you know, please, you know, if we're stating wrong facts or something, call us out in chat. It's like, we'd love to answer those. You can be our show for for our listening party. I mean, that's, again, all the stuff that we're talking about and this getting other hosts and stuff like that in. I mean, that's a good example of what we were talking about last week, where, you know, if somebody else thinks they could provide something to us or they have an idea of something, it's like, it doesn't have to be just us doing it. You know, anybody who wants to can reach out and we can talk about it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man. And people have been. I mean, Sandy just like randomly decided to broadcast Coldy's, one of the panels that Jim was on at Coldy's thing, and just left the stream up for like 4 hours. And there was a ton of people just hanging out and watching that too, man. It's really cool, man. Everyone turning out for all these things and just sort of like showing up and hanging out and stuff. And it is fun. And I don't know, man, I feel like our audience in particular, you know, maybe it starts with us and, you know, carries out with like Sandy and show, but I feel like everyone's got like a pretty cool like edge and likes to goof around and talk a little smack, all like good natured fun stuff. It's a, like a really awesome community vibe I feel like we have going on right now. So shout out to everyone at the listening party tonight.
Shout out to Sandy too, because she's actually she's doing a lot. She's like rocking, side man. Things and stuff and helping out. It's really cool.
Seriously, shout out the meow meows. But especially what she did with Jim's panel at Crypto Art Week. Like, I started thinking about what Token Smart and the Token Smart Discord server is like becoming with all of these regularly fixed events and then some of these spontaneous events. It's a really interesting example, I think, of like collaborative curation, right? Because Sandy especially kind of taking it upon herself to see an open slot, knowing that there's like an event that's going to be on like Twitch or YouTube Live, right? And just kind of just porting it into Discord, where a lot of people, like thousands of people, are familiar with, and just saying, hey, come watch this. It kind of gave me a glimpse of like what a metaverse broadcasting station would look like. Like, it, you know, like imagine a few more regular events and just like regular every single day, multiple times a day, people tuning in to Token Smart Server to get their metaverse fix. And it doesn't even have to be metaverse, really. It could be whatever. But you have a particular host with their point of view that are kind of like bringing their feed, what they would like to watch, to everyone to join in and talk about shit. So that shit inspired me so much. I wrote a fan fiction piece. I'm about to publish it in a couple hours. But I feel like that shit is also like next level, and it's happening concurrently with the whip. So I just shout that out. Man.
Wait till you see what I'm cooking up on the back end. I'm not going to put any teasers out, but in the next couple of weeks, you're going to see some stuff.
Man. Well, now I'm excited to read the Whip fan fiction. I hope I play a hero or something in it.
Me too. Otherwise, you better go back to the drawing board, man.
Almost everyone gets a shout out.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I can't wait to read it too. When are you publishing it?
Should be going out in the next couple of hours, latest tomorrow.
Yeah, right on. As soon as you write in, Trizlet is the hero that saves
the... You gotta go back for that.
Wait, I gotta revise the love triangle I had going. Talking fan fiction, come on.
Yeah. Let's get Trizlet in there, prominent role.
That's pretty good.
Love triangles. Yes. Awesome. All right, Joel. Anything else we need to hit for this week? Lots of fun stuff coming up, but I think we touched on just about everything.
Yeah,
I'm excited to see what happens with this, with these Met Olympics. I mean, I really hope I can
be both.
I really hope we can figure out what's going on with the wearables the next couple of days, because there's some really interesting pieces, and I think that's going to be a big part of it if we can make it work. So I'm hopeful on that front.
Totally. Yeah, I think we shouted out everyone. Just want to shout out MakerDAO for sponsoring Thursday's event. We got an awesome panel planned and all that, plus Lendroid sponsoring season 3 of the Whip. Always shout them out. And yeah, obviously the whole Whip crew. So, and Whip fam, much love. Peace, love, and Whipsy. Awesome.
That's right. All the Whipsy.
And shout out to Easy for coining the term lonely sharded. I'm pretty sure this is like the third or fourth like awesome thing. I'm pretty sure Easy coined the phrase like the whip instead of us calling it the WIP or work in progress.
And
pretty sure he also coined Whipsy. Yeah, exactly. And now his new jargon, lonely sharded, which I immediately stole and will continue to use indefinitely as long as it's a problem. Until we can buy our own shard, custom shard, we'll pay. Give it to us.
Can we update like a, what is that? There's like a slang Wikipedia for all this stuff. Can we add our own terms to that? We should. Lonely sharded.
Yeah, like Urban Dictionary, accepted like Meta Dictionary or something like that. Oh my God, that should be a thing. All right, Joel, great catching up with you. And we'll see you on the flip side.
Awesome.
Later, boys.
Cool.
Later.